In 1985, several European countries agreed to work towards abolishing many of the EU's internal borders, signed by France, Germany, Belgium, Luxembourg and the Netherlands. In Luxembourg's small village of Schengen, the Schengen Agreement took full effect in 1995, enabling passport-free movement across most of the bloc. Today, there are 26 Schengen countries, including 22 EU members. But in the context of the refugee crisis, the terrorist attacks that the EU has suffered, and the Brexit debate, attitudes to the Schengen zone, previously one of the central pillars of the EU that member states were keen to protect at all costs, have changed. Some countries have chosen to tighten their borders. Among those is Hungary, and Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban now declares his country's anti-immigration policies are gaining momentum.
Nem működik az uniónak a bevándorlás politikája.
The EU's immigration policy isn't working. What's more is that not only is it not working, but it has failed spectacularly. We spoke about this during our talks just now. It is clear that the European people don't want immigration, while several European leaders are still forcing the failed immigration policy.
On the first day of 2018, Bulgaria took up the rotating six-month EU Council presidency in a bid to keep the bloc united amid a looming Brexit and a record influx of migrants. Bulgaria also wants to convince EU members that after 10 years in the bloc, it is ready to join the visa-free Schengen travel area. But at the same time, some countries over the past few months have chosen to implement temporary border controls sparked by fears of cross-border terrorism following incidents like the attacks in Paris and Brussels. Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki says the immigration issue is getting even hotter in the EU.
We won't change our politics on migration. What's more, and we've talked about it now and again, there are more and more signs coming from different countries and from different societies after elections showing that the question of migration will be getting even hotter. And it seems that it's going in our direction. There indeed will be the nation states which decide who they want to take in and who they don't, and on what grounds.
While restrictions allowing border control legally expired in November, a separate provision allows countries to extend these by 6 months if they claim serious threats to public order or internal security. Many travellers say the time-consuming protocols and lengthy travel times are unjustifiable, like Ture Ertman, who's told Al Jazeera he commutes between Denmark and Sweden daily.
This is mainly for show. Internal Swedish politics, they're worried, citizens are worried here in Sweden about the mass influx of immigrants, and they're trying to show that they're doing something. In reality, nothing happens here. This is almost a circus, a waste of time.